inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
We do some thinning of apples and garden vegetables in this week's edition of Garden Talk. And with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Bajarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
How many apple trees are there around town? Any sort of idea? Has that been counted?
Oh, boy. I don't think there's been a census done. I would estimate conservatively hundreds at least. I mean, I'm sure I've sold a few hundred over the years. So lots of apples and fruit on them, which are growing.
Is it time now to do the harvest, or should we just kind of be doing a partial harvest here?
What we're actually doing is a thinning so that our later harvest will be of larger apples, depending on whatever we're using them for, whether it's for straight eating or making pies or applesauce or others. Bigger apples are nice to have, to hold, and to share, of course. So really, yeah, if we've got a big crop on the tree, looking at it, there's lots of... Sometimes there'll be clusters of four or five apples in a group that do need to be thinned out so that there's the proper leaf to apple ratio on it.
And what is that ratio?
Somebody's being really obsessive. They say 40 leaves to one fruit. I do not count my leaves nor my fruit on the trees, but I do try to space them out. So if you've got one big branch that's loaded down with apples, and part of that could also be to prevent branch breakage, then thinning them out. So normally one apple per cluster, and you can take a look and choose the smaller apples, remove those, and just clip them off if you've got sharp fingernails or a little pair of scissors or something like that. Remove those and space them out along the trunks and along the different branches across the tree. Part of that will also help in, we hope, getting more sun to the fruits and getting more sugars and color in the fruits for when we do get to harvest them, starting with yellow transparents, maybe at the very end of August, and then continuing into October, depending on varieties.
The ones that you do pick for thinning purposes, can you eat those right now?
Usually the taste is pretty mediocre. I have tried if they were... chosen later on. I have used some of them for pies, and I don't normally peel the apples for pies, but again, taste them first. Usually they're going to be very sour or very astringent, again, depending on varieties. So I haven't found a good use for these. And the other thing is we do have a little tiny pest, some sort of a tiny worm, fly laid egg that turns into a little worm, maggot, that burrows in on some people's trees. Your best bet is to put those into the garbage and not into the compost. And also the scabby apples, for depending on variety too, the ones that have the brown patches on them, into the garbage, not into compost.
Okay. And when it comes to thinning garden vegetables, it sounds like we should be starting with our second planting of the summer season, right?
Certainly should. I mean, hopefully we've all got our beets. I haven't yet thinned my beets that went in late, but carrots should have been thinned out to an inch apart, and new stuff that we can be planting like radishes and some of the short season turnips, lettuces that you may be direct seeding into the garden, again, should be thinned. And of course you can eat the thinnings, toss them into salads and stuff if you wash them, but thinning them out so you get larger radishes, larger heads of lettuce and all of that. Though again, I'm sure a lot of folks have also seen the hot item where you literally plant the seeds thick across and just harvest with a pair of sharp scissors, what some folks are calling microgreens, but we can grow that in the garden too.
Okay, and as far as peonies, is now the time to harvest those too?
Certainly, folks can be cutting peonies to bring them inside. They're magnificent right now. Harvesting the buds with nice stems on them at what's called the marshmallow or firm marshmallow stage. So you feel a bud, you see color showing on the first petals that are going to open, and that's the time to pick them and bring them indoors into a vase, and they gradually open. I've got some in front of me here that were picked a week ago. Otherwise, if we pick them when they're fully open, usually they may last a day or two and the petals drop off really quickly. So we can get a lot longer enjoyment out of our peony flowers, picking them earlier, and commercially they're picking them and refrigerating them for weeks to months. We probably don't need to do that unless we've got a whole lot of them. But that way we can really enjoy them for a lot longer for an individual flower or share with friends.
Okay, Ed Byarsky, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Garden Talk is a weekly feature every Thursday morning on Morning Edition during the spring, summer, and early fall. You can sign up for the podcast or ask your own question about yard and garden care at ktoo.org/gardentalk.
KTOO's Garden Talk with Ed Byarsky is sponsored by Don Abel Garden Center, locally owned since 1936, offering building and garden supplies to both commercial and residential customers throughout Alaska. More at donabel.biz.